Turning now to some news from the world of sports, the Chicago Cubs will not have a chance to defend their first World Series championship in more than 100 years. The Los Angeles Dodgers are back in the Fall Classic for the first time in almost 30. The Dodgers pummeled the Cubs 11-1 at Wrigley Field last night, with a part-time utility player Enrique Hernandez making the most of his opportunity by hitting 3 home runs on the night. And that made ace Clayton Kershaw's job even easier as he waltzed through 6 innings to pick up the win for L.A. The Dodgers won 104 games in the regular season to lead the majors in that category, and they are no strangers to success, having made the postseason 8 times over the last 13 seasons, but none of those appearances resulted in World Series play. They'll be trying to win their first title for the first time since 1988. They have 6 overall. And Kershaw should be well-rested when he takes the hill in Game 1 of the series, facing either the Houston Astros or New York Yankees. For a brief while, it looked like Houston would be booking that ticket, jumping out to a 2-0 lead against New York. But since then, Houston's had a problem. The Yankees won 3 games in a row in the Bronx, where they have yet to lose a playoff game this season. And if they can pick up a road win tonight or in a potentially necessary Game 7, they'll be roaring into the finals with even more momentum than L.A. has. They were expected to get this far, the Yankees not necessarily so. Conventional wisdom was that the future was bright for the Yanks, but that 2017 would belong instead to either the Astros or the Indians in the American League. I don't think the Astros are going to recover from the beating they took in the Bronx, and with Yankees ace Luis Severino on the mound tonight and Lance McCullers countering for Houston, we are probably looking at an East Coast-West Coast showdown for the title. I'm very much hoping I'm wrong about that, but we shall see. To the National Hockey League and what a difference the best two-way player in hockey can make. That's a reference to Boston Bruins center Patrice Bergeron, who had yet to play a game this season as he struggled to recover from off-season hernia surgery, and the Bruins suffered in his absence, entering last night's game against the Vancouver Canucks with a tepid 2-3 record. But Bergeron was on home ice last night, and he finished with a goal and 3 assists in Boston's 6-3 win. Bergeron's presence also fueled a 2-goal night by rookie Anders Bjork. And if that line of Marchand, Bergeron, Bjork can stay healthy and play like they did last night, it should provide a ripple effect, and coach Bruce Cassidy can match up his second, third, and fourth lines more favorably against opponents that are tougher than Vancouver. David Krejci and David Pastrnak, fellow natives of the Czech Republic, were paired on the second line last night, each scored a goal. The Bruins got 26 saves from backup goalie Anton Hudobin, as Tuukka Rask was out due to a concussion he suffered in practice recently. The Bruins hope that will not be a lingering issue, as Hudobin did not look especially sharp in the second period, neither did the Bruins' defense, when the Canucks scored 2 goals in a span of 34 seconds to turn a 5-1 Bruins lead into a 5-3 affair that turned the home crowd restless. But Bergeron scored in the third period. The Bruins clamped down on defense after that and made sure the lead would stand up. Boston was also very good on the power play last night, scoring on 4 of 8 attempts. It's hard to understand what's gotten the New York Rangers off to such a sluggish start this season, given that they have a roster not radically different from the one that cruised through the regular season last year and made the playoffs, ousting the Montreal Canadiens in round 1 before losing to the Ottawa Senators in the next. In any event, the Rangers still have just 1 win on the season through 6 games after a 4-3 overtime shootout loss to the crosstown rival New York Islanders at Madison Square Garden last night. John Tavares scored the game winner in the shootout round for the Islanders. Locally, the University of Vermont women's soccer team played their final road game of the season, falling to UMBC 1-0 in Baltimore. The Catamounts could have had a shot at finishing the season with a .500 record, but they fall to 6-8-2 on the year with that loss. Their final game of the season will be a home tilt against Stony Brook on Sunday.